The Tree of Knowledge, the Apple, and the Serpent. Edward Kelly's vision of the roundhouse adds further credibility to the text written by scholars supporting the concept of the creation of humanity by extraterrestrials through genetic engineering. There is no way Dr. John Dee and Edward Kelly had any knowledge of this in the 16th century. The vision of the roundhouse is identical. Humanity was created by extraterrestrials who needed slave laborers in the mines. By taking the ovum from a Cro-Magnon primate and using artificial insemination with a sperm from one of the Nephilim, we were created. The one known as Satan created us and designed us. He intended to bring us knowledge and make us as the gods, but he was prevented from doing so and cursed by some of the other gods. We did not evolve naturally, as opposed to animals who have overall better health and immunity. Satan wished to bring us to perfection, but some of the other gods wanted for us to be destroyed after the mission was over, and since we were becoming an issue, they attempted to let us all drown in the flood. Satan went against the other gods and gave us more advanced genetics. The breath of God is the soul. The chakras are the psychic energy centers that are activated by breathing in certain ways to enable the Kundalini serpent to ascend. When the Kundalini serpent ascends, enlightenment and Godhead is achieved. This is a major step in the working for the magnum opus, which gives both physical and spiritual perfection along with immortality. The Tree of Life is an ancient Egyptian in origin. It is actually a pattern, either upright or upside down, for the genetics of life. It plugs into the flower of life that has been inscribed upon so many walls in Egyptian temples and also in the pyramids. The flower of life is the blueprint for every living thing. In addition, the tree of life is a map of the human soul, with the trunk symbolizing the spine, the branches the 144,000 nadis, and the fruits symbolizing the rewards of meditation, working on one's soul. Our lives, one lives from the fruits of one's soul. Fools claim Satan is a Christian invention. All of the old gods were made into devils and demons in order to destroy the relations with humans. These are the gods who have been present throughout the life of the human race and have attempted to give us knowledge and to help us in our times of need. Cities were destroyed, libraries and other places where books were kept were burnt and destroyed. Every culture, such as the Philistines, that worshipped other gods, was made war upon and genocide ensued. The Philistines worshipped Beelzebub. Beelzebub was the god of the Philistine city of Ekron and Zebulun. Baal, Lord Zebulun. There are few, if any, traces of truth concerning these gods. This excerpt, quote, for the Catholic Encyclopedia is very revealing. Quote, in the same way the Greeks and Romans may have worshipped their divinities, fondly believing them to be good, but the Christian scriptures declare that all gods of the Gentiles are demon, unquote. Catholic Encyclopedia article on devil worship. The old gods have remained as devils and demons just to survive. The Judeo-Christian God wishes for the destruction of humanity. Everything that the Bible accuses Satan of is really what the Judeo-Christian God truly is, a murderer and a liar from the beginning. True evil deceives. Most of the Holy Bible is comprised of bloodbath after bloodbath, hatred, genocide, and exceptional cruelty. This influence can be seen in the Inquisition, anti-life teachings, especially where the abstinence of sexual intercourse is concerned, to stop us from procreating. Moses went on a rampage of war and slaughter when he descended from the mount under the direction of Jehovah. The incident at Fatima with the virgin bitch revealed the alien contempt for humanity and the hopeful anticipation of our blowing ourselves to bits with nuclear weapons, if one can read between the lines. With the opening of the watchtowers, a small increment, humanity has been flooded with knowledge in the past 100 years that has been unparalleled in the whole of history. We have not had time to adapt. This was the sole intention by the angels who communicated the information to Dr. John Dee and Edward Kelly, that the knowledge would act to destroy humanity in a short period of time. 100 years is nothing to the gods. The fact that they were angels is portrayed by their arrogance and condescending attitudes toward the two men. Demons are very friendly and understanding when treated with respect. I have never known demons to be arrogant. Most people either study physical science or the occult knowledge. Not very many study both. This is where people would benefit by studying both, for in the end it all comes together. Satanism strongly supports and advocates the advancement of the physical sciences. Everything of the so-called supernatural and the occult can be scientifically explained. Unfortunately, the physical sciences have not advanced far enough to fully explain the spiritual as of yet. This is why the Christian churches have vehemently attacked science for centuries. Humanity has been held back dangerously.